Let's Create. Lassen Sie uns die Zukunft gemeinsam kreieren. Herzlich willkommen an Bord einer speziellen Miniserie des IBM in die Tiefe Podcasts. Alle Folgen dieser Miniserie wurden aufgezeichnet im Rahmen des You and IBM Turn Vision into Action Events in München. Wie eng Sustainability und die digitale Transformation miteinander verbunden sind, das erfahren Sie jetzt in der ersten Folge. Denn migrieren Sie zum Beispiel Ihre Daten erfolgreich in die Cloud, lassen sich damit bis zu 85% der Serveremissionen einsparen, wie wir gleich hören werden. Und nicht nur das, haben Sie zum Beispiel zum ersten Mal wirklich belastbare Daten aus der Supply Chain an der Hand, dann wiederum ergeben sich gänzlich neue Effekte für Ihre Klimaziele. Aber lassen Sie sich das gleich von unserem Host für diese Folge selbst erklären, Elisabeth Goos. Sie ist Head of Enterprise Strategy, Industry Transformation and Sustainability bei IBM und hat sich für diese Folge zwei extrem spannende Gesprächspartner von sowohl Siemens als auch Barilla eingeladen. Viel Vergnügen!
Good morning, everyone. I'm delighted to welcome with me on the stage two sustainability trailblazers, Luca Wini and Rainer Kacher. Hello, good morning to you. And why is this so special to have you here? Luca Wini is vice president at the Barilla Group and has been driving sustainability for Barilla, yes, that's a pasta, for the last 20 years. And what you might not know is that Vasa, Barilla brand, is one of the first food brands that ever went carbon neutral. And this is one success of Luca, but Luca does so much more. He is very active in contributing to the International Panel for Climate Change, publishing multiple articles around sustainability. And obviously, Luca, you know all about why we all need to eat pasta as part of our sustainability diet. So welcome to you. I don't know where you are sitting this morning. Thank you for dialing in.
Hi, I'm sitting in Parma, so where we have our pasta plant, the biggest pasta plant. So, and it is a nice day.
Here as well. Great to have you over there in Parma. And now I will look to Munich, where I know Rainer is. Rainer is a global director for sustainability IT for Siemens. And Siemens is one of the role models for sustainability and has been for years. And Rainer is driving this agenda for Siemens from the IT perspective. And his job description demonstrates the relevance that data has for achieving the sustainability progress. Why is that so? Because we know that if an organization doesn't understand where actually the footprint is, where they need to intervene and what they need to do exactly to achieve progress, they can't ever achieve their targets. So data is very critical. And Rainer, you would have answers to all of these questions that I just posed, as you have for many of the sustainability challenges that we have been discussing over the last couple of weeks. I'm so delighted to have you both. And now let's kick off this session. Luca and Rainer represent the famous few, I would say, the famous few, the 13% of companies that have really achieving progress. And why is that so? They have been actively driving sustainability. They have full support of their board members. They have combined the sustainability agenda with their digital transformation. And last but not least, full support of their board members. 13% only in our latest IBV study qualify as that. And with that, they are very different from the majority that have defined sustainability targets, but that have not taken action. Only 35% of companies with a strategy have made any real progress. So we are curious to hear from you, Luca, at Barilla in Parma this morning. What, when you look at the Barilla's business results and the sustainability results, what is the main impact that you have been able to achieve driving this agenda? Because there must be something that makes you this successful financially, but also in sustainability aspects. What is it when you look at the impact? What would you like to share with the audience this morning? Luca.
But I think that these are quite interesting times because for the first real time we are talking about sustainability not only with a technical issue or a technical hat. I'm working on this kind of topic from more than 20 years, but in the last 3 or 4 years, everyone inside the company are asking for how to put this and to develop the conversation about that and inside our brand and inside our project through the supply chain. For this reason, as you mentioned, our Swedish brand was one of the first. But when my CEO asked, let's try to do an exercise in order to have carbon neutral for our Vasa brand. It is a Swedish brand of a bakery that is a very nice profile from a nutritional point of view. How to put all together also with the sustainability topic. And we were able to do that in not more than one year and a half, because it is more than 15 years that we make a lot of calculation in order to understand where is the impact and in which way it's possible to make analysis in order to reduce the carbon emissions through the supply chain. So this is just to say that because we do some exercise in the past, then we were able to try to, when the marketing was asking, let's do it also in the brand, we were ready in order to try to transform and to give them to the marketing guy in order to make it tell a story around that. So to take time from one end, sustainability project but it is not something that you decide now and that tomorrow is possible to do. You need to have competence because people have to understand what we are talking about. It is easy to simplify, to do things or to talk about this in not a correct way. And third, you cannot do alone because you can do it only if you put all together through the supply chain on one end, but also working with other organizations that can help you in order to understand what is possible in order to take the story of the reduction of in which way you approach that. And it was quite interesting because when we decided to do this kind of exercise in Vasa in Sweden, exactly the just before that we make the launch of the new carbon new product that was linked to 100 years of the brand, there was one of the hottest summer in Sweden, so there was a lot of discussion about the climate change in Sweden, also in the newspaper. So when we after 2 or 3 months we launch, we say we have a 100 years old, but also we are this is our first carbon neutral product with the logo on the pack. It was the right time, just because there's a story behind that.
Amazing. Thank you. And again, congratulations to this. What a statement that Barilla Group has achieved that and demonstrating in only a year that it's possible. I would like to ask Rainer as well, balancing the business objective and the sustainability objective. That's something that you do every day and you support it with data. So if you would have to share, or if you could share a couple of impacts that you have achieved in both areas.
Yeah, with pleasure, and thank you very much for having me, Elizabeth. First of all, so I'm sending the same sunny regards from Aying Southern Rural District to Munich, yeah, to Central Munich at the moment. So exactly as I said, and Luca already stated, I mean, climate crisis and the adaptation to the climate crisis is one of the, or if not the biggest challenge for humanity in total. And I think this is a transformation process which we all have to go through. From my point of view, there is a lot of chances then within that process as well. And it comes not only with effort, it not only comes with any kind of transparency which is required, but it comes with business opportunities. And IT is supporting that. IT is enabling, exactly as you said already up front, on various different angles. So first of all, it is always a mindset shift. And exactly as Luca mentioned, people need to be aware. People need to have the time and the understanding and the experience to deep dive into what sustainability means. Currently, there is a huge trend very much focusing on carbon emissions, but carbon emissions is just one of the aspects of that whole aspect of sustainability. So there's a 360-degree view people have to take. Fortunately, we do have at Siemens a centralized structure, which is called Degree, and the program and the framework is focusing on all various different aspects, and we from IT are supporting that, and digitalization can be enabler. So the mindset shift everybody is using, in particular now in those times of the pandemic, a digital system and IT systems on a day-to-day basis. So collaboration is one of the aspects where digitalization can support and where people are being connected, joining forces, where even intercollectual between companies and between our partners, such kind of exchange can happen. And this is one of the main aspects from my point of view. The time is closing. If you just, and Luca is part of that group, in the, I think last week or 2 weeks back, the IPCC World Report has been just published, and it was tremendous to see that the window is closing rapidly. So the time to take action is now. And therefore, we need to have everybody on board. It is, from my point of view, not the time anymore for any kind of competitiveness or any kind of trying to share not every information. It is now the need to pull the rope all together into one direction. And IT, again, can support on that with any kind of campaignings based on local systems, pop-up campaignings where people are being directly connected to sustainability aspects and topics. A second very concrete example, we are undergoing currently a cloud migration project. And within that cloud migration project, we identified that if we are moving around 3,000 servers from on-prem and private cloud surroundings into a pure cloud operations, but in an intelligent way, very much in consideration of local aspects of data centers and global surroundings, then we are able to reduce our carbon emissions from that by 85%, 85. And this is a tremendous number, which I didn't expect myself, to be honest, but another proof where IT can help and where IT can support.
Excellent example, because probably moving to cloud has other benefits as well for the company, but 85% carbon reduction is really amazing. We are actually seeing that with our clients as well, that just the moving to cloud or the optimization of data center has a huge immediate impact. So great to hear this example from you, Rainer. And it's a good transition to the next question, because obviously, we at IBM and along with our CEO, Arvind, we believe technology should and has to play a key part in solving the sustainability challenge. And there's a lot of technology there already to use, but we are still also looking at developing the technology to really bring the leap forward. I would be interested in your view on the role of technology. And I would stay with Rainer. Maybe you can answer first as our IT colleague here. What's the role of technology in solving sustainability challenges?
I mean, you already said that, Elizabeth, and I think a couple of examples I already gave within the last minute did show that there is enablement. And IT and digitalization is helping to create the transparency to start with a clear view on measurable aspects. I think the fundament for all the decisions which are being taken, either from a economical as well as an ecological point of view, needs to have a fundament, and this is transparency. Purely the huge amount of data which has been used, and environmentally data which has to be used for any kind of existing and upcoming regulations and directives, is, I think, a pure proof where IT and technology needs to be just proven and needs to be supported that. On the other side, I just would like to raise the head that technology is not able to solve it all. And I mean, the example of Luca is the perfect example. In particular, in agriculture, I think there is maybe some aspect of technology where this is something to support, but the main aspect is a completely different one. So I just warn that technology is not something we can just rely on 100%, lean ourselves back, and just wait for any kind of new inventions to be started to solve the climate crisis. This won't happen. It requires a combination of all of the different various aspects. And so therefore, it has chances, it has a lot of opportunities, but it needs to be treated with the right awareness and with the right expectations.
Luca, with the Vasa case, with the great transformation you have achieved around the durum wheat farming, what's your view on the role of technology at Barilla?
But the technology is a tool, and it is when we talk about sustainability that I can tell this story, because when we started more 15 years ago, they make the first life cycle analysis of pasta. What surprised me is what the highest impact was linked to the cooking phase, 40%, and to the cultivation of the durum wheat, other 40%. 40%. It means 80% of the impact of the dough of the pasta. It was when I cook, when I make a cultivation of the durum wheat. Also because pasta, it is make only with pasta and with the semolina coming from grain, durum grain, and water. But then I start to make a question to my colleague. It is, how is possible to reduce the impact of the cultivation of the durum wheat? And then my colleague said, let's go to the agronomist that can show you in which way is possible to reduce the impact. And the agronomist tell to me, try to reduce the use of fertilizer use, less impact you have. And it is possible to do that because we have also a tool, a decision supporting system for the farmers in order to give them the right information in order to do the right things in terms of techniques to apply and also to the use of fertilizer according to the weather forecast of the next day. So for this reason, these easy tools that give an help to the farmers to do the right things, to also to have knowledge, to give them the information, right information to do the things. And then they started to make a measurement and in order to understand how much it was possible to reduce in terms of CO2 emission. And it was more or less about 10%, quite a lot. And on the other hand, it's possible to save money for the farmers and also this because they use less fertilizer than less cost. And on the other hand, also for have an increase of yield. That means they produce more for in the same area. So then it was a win-win situation that and for this reason, we decided also to try to explain and to the farmers to adopt this kind of tool. Also because we had also some contract with the farmers in order to cultivate our particular kind of durum wheat. And this is the reason the story that we started more or less 10 years ago. And now we have more than 70% of our durum wheat in Italy that it is covered on that. It is more than 45 kilotons of durum wheat. It is like a little region inside. And there was an advantage for the farmers, an advantage for the company because we have a higher quality of with a lower impact. So in this
excellent
way,
what example. We would love. Luca, excellent example. And you say it's a benefit for the farmers. As I see, they have increased yield. They have less cost. It's a benefit for Barilla as well. And to mention also, obviously, for your customers, we love Barilla pasta and we love it even more if it's produced that sustainably and contributes to the well-being of the farmers in this transition to sustainable farming. So a wonderful example. Another one, after your example, Rainer, on the win-win, moving services to cloud, we see here using technology really increasing multiple benefits. And I think that's a really, really strong case. And still, we know when we look at the numbers, there are still companies hesitating. I mean, it's devastating to see that we have all the strategies in place and official commitments, and 35% only have taken action. So if we could take the final round with your recommendation to the people out here listening, what is your recommendation to start, to finally get into doing, to reap the benefits that you are illustrating here in this round? Luca, to you.
But the only way to convince the company to make a pilot, make a little pilot, but they do not cost normally quite a lot, but can demonstrate the capacity and what it is possible to do and what was possible to reach. Because in such a way, you have numbers on the plate and you say also, you understand also the difficulties because as you said, the real issue it is linked to of the mindset. Because when we talk, for me, sustainability, it is an innovation approach. Because you change the point of view, if you change the point of view, then you find a different solution. And the quicker you change the point of view, the quicker it is possible to find solution that the other are not able. And the second issue it is, normally you have to do this kind of project is not possible to do alone. You need to involve to competence, but involve also the other part of the in the supply chain of the other organization, because you cannot do sustainable project alone. You need to do it with different competence and with the different actors. Otherwise, this is not easy to do.
Yeah, I think that's a great transition to Rainer. That's your plädoyer in every conversation we have. Rainer, your final recommendation to anyone here still hesitating.
I can just echo what Luca just said. I mean, if you start with the SDGs of the United Nations, SDG 17 is for collaboration and partnership. And that's exactly what Luca mentioned already. We need to work together. We need to join forces. We need to be the one doing things together. And there is already experienced companies. There is already companies who do have the first achievements and who ran into deadlocks. So don't hesitate. Turn things into action exactly as the motto of that today's event is. And start with lighthouses. Start lighthouses which are removing barriers. And always keep in mind, and this is one of the biggest recommendations I would have, everything we do, and in particular within IT, we are very much used to agile approaches and to sprints. But sustainability is not a sprint. Sustainability is a marathon. So don't expect clear results already after a short period of time. Please don't expect that there is a solution coming up after a quarter of a year or half of a year. It requires more. It requires a longer time, but take it as a chance. Take it as something which you anyhow should do from your own perspective, which is helping you to increase efficiency, which is helping you to lower costs on other aspects. So it's not only that sustainability is creating costs, but it's helping to reduce costs as well. And just mentioning, the war of talents has been already started, and a lot of the generation which is now coming from universities won't even work for a company who is not interested in real measures of sustainability. So that is an additional proof, an additional topic which you need to take into consideration. So take it as a chance, take it as an opportunity, and turn things into action, even if you might fail at the beginning. But this is something we can then share together.
Luca, Rainer, a wonderful final statement. If anyone is still doubting, I think now we have the business case, we have the mobilization, we have great examples, and your call to action, collaborating with the ecosystem partners. And I would love to continue the conversation with you at some other point. I'm sure we will be working on the sustainability topic in the future. Really, really pleased you took the time today. Bye-bye to Parma, Luca. Have a wonderful sunny day. Rainer, wonderful day in Munich, and thanks again. It was wonderful to have you here.
Das war Elisabeth Goos von IBM im Gespräch mit Rainer Karcher von Siemens und Luca Ruini von Barilla. Bis zu 85% der Server-Emissionen konnte Siemens dadurch reduzieren, dass sie erfolgreich in die Cloud migriert sind, haben wir gerade von Rainer gelernt. Aber in welche Cloud sollte es am besten gehen? In die Public Cloud oder in die Private Cloud? Die Antwort darauf bekommen Sie in der Folge 2 unserer Miniserie. Da diskutieren wir nämlich, welche Wege es gibt, vor allem, wenn Sie gerade Ihre SAP-Umgebung modernisieren wollen. Bleiben Sie also dran.